This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
All right, another episode in the books, episode 3 of The Bachelorette. I'm here right now with my buddy Eric, as usual. And tonight on Behind the Rose podcast, we got special guest Tia Booth. Thanks for joining us, Tia.
Hi. After some difficulties, we made it.
We had some technical difficulties, but we are on. Tia is the...
It's 10:30. It literally took 16 minutes.
Tia's not so good with technology. She's a 95-year-old grandma.
I have a really nice computer, but don't know how to work it.
But we're good to go now. And we were just discussing how much of a shit show this episode was.
You know, it was an interesting episode to start on.
That's right. So, Tia, you haven't watched the other two episodes.
I haven't watched. So, episode 1, the Titans played.
So oh, yeah, that's right.
I had to watch the Titans, and they won. Go tits. but I also, it just felt weird to watch. Like, this might be, like, TMI, but might as well just go ahead and
just start there.
I know. Like, I haven't really talked about it publicly because I don't want to just be a freaking brat. But it is kind of hard for me to watch The Bachelorette, especially this season, because I knew I flew out to LA and like met with producers and had a chance to be the lead. So it is a little difficult knowing that it could have been me like standing there on night one. So we watched the Titans game, and actually I was at my friend's house and we all ended up watching my first episode of ours.
No way, really?
That's great. So that was fun and entertaining, but I watched tonight. And I get hooked every freaking time I start a new season. It's so hard not to, because it's just so insane and ridiculous. And I know you know it too. Like, you see stuff and you're like, I know the producers had a hand in that. Like, you know that Claire and the guys did not like have everything to do with that. Like, people really think that you have a lot of credit, like you have a lot of leeway, and you don't.
Yes. I know. It was funny when we hopped on earlier. Eric was like, man, you talked about production a lot in your recap tonight. I was like, yeah, because I feel like they had their hands in a lot tonight, you know. Yeah. Like, they had, and it wasn't all with bad. Like, I was like kind of complimenting the editing, because they'd have all the guys like talking about Dale and Dale dry humping Claire. Like, it was like kind of funny. Like, the editing was like funny. Yeah. But like, you're right. Like, now that when I watch a show, I know, I'm like, oh my God, production, like, yeah, they wrote that joke, or production told them to go out, you know? So right, there's a lot of those moments.
What's his name? Yosef?
Yosef.
Yes. Yep.
Was so pressed about the stripping date, and people are like, oh, it's a double standard. You know, it was Claire's idea. Sweetie, it wasn't Claire's idea. And like, no, they're Sweetie. Not going to make girls strip. But people were like, if Ari would have asked you to do that, you would have been so mad. I'm like, we were at Moulin Rouge in Paris and we're wearing thongs and freaking diamond nipple covers. And
yes, that's what I said.
Like, classy and nice, you know? So like, yeah. Literally, you sign the contract that says you can be embarrassed. Like, there is a chance that these things could happen. Just roll with it, man. Just like, that was Claire's doing. Like, you can't get mad at Claire for that. And like, when Claire and Dale hung out for, you know, 45 minutes instead of just 5 minutes, like, the producers don't just let that, like, let you bombard that, you know? Like, you kind of have to wait. It's all
I completely agree. I mean, I remember when I had my episode of the Vegas, I took like 45 minutes with Becca. And I remember the guys, I got back to the whatever group date, and they were like, where you been, man? And I lied. I was like, oh, I was doing, you know, I was doing an interview for 30 minutes of that, you know. It was like, I don't know.
And like, there are moments where I say I feel for Dale, but it's like, he's going to be attacked because everyone knows he has the strongest connection, and that sucks for him, that he's going to have a target on his back. But like, Claire's making it real obvious.
Ooh, she's not helping her cause at all. We'll get into that, but I want to backtrack a little bit because,
oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I love, this is great. We have a lot to talk about, but I do is it
over?
Yeah. Is it weird though for you to watch? Because like, some of probably a good 50% of these guys would have maybe been, you know, some of the guys that you meet, and you still might meet them, for the record, but Is that hard for you? You know what I mean? Like, is that weird? Is it awkward?
Yeah, like, yeah. Definitely when, you know, everyone found out it was Claire and everyone knew her age, and then you realize that the guys were, like, in their 20s, like, later 20s, early 30s. I'm like, well, were they picked for me? Like, these guys could have been picked specifically for me in mind or for someone, you know, more in that age range. So it is.
That's true. I didn't think about that because they almost had to recast for Claire. Basically. Yeah. Yeah. They had to like recast.
I'm sure there was some in their earlier mid 20s that they had to be like, sorry. Mm-hmm. It's not really.
It's interesting. I mean, it is interesting thinking like the lens you must watch it through compared to literally anybody else, you know? So yeah. That is interesting. Yeah.
Well, and like when the guys say like, I'm so glad it was you, like, you know, they didn't know until
that's just a line. Yeah.
The very end.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is a little strange, but everything happens.
Amen. I was Team Tia all the way, though. You know that. I was Team Tia for Bachelorette. I was like OG Team Tia.
As was I.
Yeah. Yep. Eric was too. Yeah. So let's just discuss. Let's break down this episode. So from right at the beginning, we kind of talked about it already. We basically start right off with Yosef. Yeah. And I don't know. Watching.
I don't really know how it last week.
It ended, where did
it end? With the dodgeball date?
No, it was the middle of the cocktail party. I think it ended the middle of the cocktail party that we picked up in during. So that's right. She didn't have a rose ceremony last week. That's what it was. So it ended with the cocktail rose ceremony. So it picked up just right where this episode picked up, right in the middle of the cocktail party. And that's when Yosef got all like, I'm going to go put her in her place. And I agree with you, Tia. I think I'm watching, I look at like reactions and stuff of people watching the audience, and people really are pissed about this whole like strip dodgeball thing. And I'm like, I said, last season in Colton's, they had lingerie pillow fights. Your season, they had Mulan, you know, it's like, it's not a double standard. Like, this is just the way the show is. It sexualizes. It's a show about casual dating and sex. Like, this is what the show is. And I think Yosef had a couple, like if he was just like once went over there and was like, you know, I just felt uncomfortable. I didn't think it was a good thing. But he said appalled like 5 times. He just kept digging at her. I just think he took it too far. I mean,
he had such an aggressive delivery.
Very aggressive.
Yeah, the delivery was poor.
Horrible. Yeah. Horrible.
And he wasn't even on the date.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, that's why you weren't on the date. Like, she said that at one point.
Kept attacking her.
Yeah. Just kept digging at her. And what I thought was ridiculous was she sat there and took it. She let him talk. And then she tried to talk and he started interrupting her. And that was when it was too far. And that's when I thought Claire actually handled herself pretty well during that.
She did. Yeah. I should have taken notes, but she did. He did say a few things that kind of shocked me. Something along the lines of like, he didn't even want to be there. He didn't have respect for her. Something and said that she would make a mom and all that. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, she said you would make a good mother to my children or something.
To be a mother to his daughter.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, there are a couple things I was like, oh my God. But then
he had to have known like that was his.
Yeah. Then she had that mic drop. I loved her line where she said, I'm 39 and I'm single because I didn't settle for guys like you. I was like, oh, get him.
But it's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I think she handled that pretty well, actually. She wasn't too angry. She tried to walk. She did just walk away.
Right. And he like
sent his ass home. Yeah. And he was like yelling at her as she was walking away. I was like, what the hell, dude? So, I mean, that was kind of how the episode started off right away with like some drama.
And then that's where Dale picked up because who came to her rescue?
And they all swoop to, and then he just shows up.
Just swooped. But you know, again, this is me. That's the producers were like, Dale, go get Claire, go get Claire. Because I've had that happen to me. Oh, there was a time when Becca was super upset, and they're like, Blake, go get Becca.
Well, it makes you feel special too, because you're like, oh yeah, she wants to be consoled by me. Yeah, this is amazing.
Yep. 1000%. That is so. I remember when they told me that, like, go get Becca. She's crying, and I'm like, yes, he wants to see me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
I know. And like one thing that struck me too is like he went and consoled her like anybody would. Like, you would console me like that if I was upset. Yeah. But like when you're in that mindset and in that zone, Claire's, it's not like her standards are low, but it's like her expectations are so low that she's like, oh, he hugged me, he loved me. And I'm like, fuck, man, like that's all dudes are gonna just quit trying if that's all you have to do.
Dale could literally kick her in the shin and she's like, that's so cute.
Oh, thank you, that's so sweet, you wanted to take my mind off my crying. Like, literally.
I know.
I gotta do a little more than that.
She is just so smitten by Dale. Like, he can literally do anything. And you could even see it in her eyes when she looks at him. She's just like, she's in like a trance. It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like she's like infatuated, or like they're infatuated with each other. Mm. It's like, I hope that things work out, but it's just so much infatuation so fast that it's like, okay. have we really like thought about like
real yeah, I think I tried to break it down. I think at this point she's like 9 real days in, I think 8 or 9 days in,
which does feel like a long time
in that environment. It does. And they were quarantined forever. Yeah. So, but it's still crazy if you think about it in real life terms, like it's pretty wild if you think about it. Yeah. So that ends. I don't even know half these guys, but like some guys go home. I only know like 5 guys. They're only getting like,
they're not putting their names up as much either.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like I'm waiting for them to see the name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only people getting screen time right now are like Claire. And then now Yosef got a little bit and then Dale. That's like it. So I don't know any of the guys, but some guys went home. Not sure which ones.
Tyler from the Yee crew went home tonight.
Oh, did he? Granger went home.
Sorry, Granger's brother went home. Granger's brother. Smith.
Yeah.
Which one was he? Like, I don't know. The one around here.
I don't think he got any.
One of the few
time,
that got zero screen time. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one that was cute too that had like tall brown hair and he like hugged her and he had tattoos. I didn't know who he was.
No, I remember seeing, I think I know which guy you're talking about, because I was like, I don't think I've seen him on screen yet. And I was like, he's a good looking dude.
His name good might hair. Be Blake.
Oh, I think it is. It's Blake Monar. Monar. Yeah, there were two Blakes. That's right.
There are two Blakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they all went home. And Claire was clearly upset, obviously, with the Yosef thing. So then we go to the next day, and I think this is it. Oh, yeah, the bachelorette. Who was the bachelorette that came in? The old bachelorette came Dina. In to talk to... Dina? Yeah, Dina. Deanna?
Deanna?
It's bad we should know that.
Sorry, gal.
Season yeah. 4.
Sorry, no disrespect.
I didn't watch 13
years ago. I unfortunately didn't watch either. I didn't watch like 3 years ago. So, yeah, she comes in. She's talking to Claire. And can we talk about how Claire had Dale's pants? And she was just sniffing them?
Yes. How odd is that? Yeah, she went straight to that...
It wasn't even like
she just spread it open, wrapped it around her face
whatsoever, laid it on her face with a bow on it.
That was a little weird.
I love guys' cologne. I love a guy's smell, but his crotch?
Like, that from Munda?
Like his fucking pheromones are on it.
Oh man. And I love how the editing was hilarious on it too, because the guys are all talking about how great Claire is and Claire's just in there sniffing
her. Stand-up gal. She's sniffing his pants. Why did she have them in her house though?
She tried to explain it, but I didn't get it. She's like, he took them off at the dodgeball? I don't know. It was some date.
Some
no,
strip date.
Dodgeball.
I did she yeah.
I don't think he was on the dodgeball, was he?
They were game used somewhere.
Game used. But that was a weird moment. It was funny though. I know it was like a lighthearted moment. You know, we're laughing. Yeah. We're not making fun of her. It's just like a funny thing. Like it's very lighthearted. It's they like zoomed in on her.
I mean, we know Blake has some bras in his drawer somewhere. Yeah. So like,
but at least it's like touching a boob and not a butthole.
Oh man! And then Deanna even sniffed him there for a second too. No! I was like, "What is happening?" Just sniffing undies. Oh, it was funny stuff. It was like lighthearted. It was funny. It was pretty great, especially the editing. Again, shout out to production. Like they were like the guys talking about how great Claire is, and she's in there just sniffing Dale. It's great.
I can just imagine the editing team like on their computer,
yes!
like
just giggling. Yes, yes, this is gonna be good. Oh man! And then. And then what happened? Like we went from that to.
I was overwhelmed. I can go back and watch my this, story. That was comedy on it.
I know. There's just so much going on. I should have taken notes.
Oh, that's when they went to the, when Dale led with his speech on that.
Oh yeah. And the group hug.
Mm-hmm.
We were there. Another one. Oh yeah. She canceled
the
day.
I'm only going to take 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So she canceled the day portion of the date because she's like, I want to spend more time with you guys and have intimate conversations at the cocktail party. And Dale stood up and did some kind of speech. And then they did that weird group hug. That was kind of weird.
Yeah. But his speech went against everything.
Hey, I missed this part.
He said something like, we're like band of brothers, or whatever. And he's like, I just am going to take her first. I don't want to
just want to take her for 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I know I've had a lot of time with her. I'm just going to take her for 5 minutes.
And then they went and recorded a softcore porn scene.
Skinamax there for 45 minutes. One of the guys said 40. He was gone for 45 minutes.
Like, of course, if you're in Dale's position and you realize like she wants more time with me, of course you're going to do it.
And yeah, no way. Dale's like, okay, I think I'm going to head out now. Like,
yeah,
unless somebody comes in.
About the other guys now. Hell no. That's not a thing.
Yeah. And, you know, production was just letting them do that. You know, they could have been like, yeah, go get them. But they didn't. You know, they let them make out. Yeah.
They rushed through the rest of the night.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's well. And also with production, though, because they do that sometimes. If Claire is having a bad night or the lead, they'll send their favorite person in there to, like, cheer them up and to, like, get them, you know, up. And maybe they were like, you know, Claire is, like, tapping down in the dumps. Let's give them Dale for a little bit, 45 minutes later.
Hey, when did she cancel? Oh, never mind. I'm backtracking. I'm thinking about when Yosef pissed her off. So then she canceled the cocktail. Yeah. She cancels a lot of stuff and then tells the guys, like, you didn't give me what I needed. It's like, what?
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, we're definitely going to get that because I agree. But, yeah, so Dale goes over 45 minutes with her.
Yes.
Long time. Then was it easy? Like, knocks on the door? Like, so
awkward did Dale make that? Goodbye.
They both did. So did Claire. Dale and Claire were super awkward, like giggly, like, and like
high school kids.
Yeah, hug me. And then Oh my gosh. And then so Easy has his moment with her. Yeah. Can I have one of these? It's like, oh my god. I think they are like weirdly infatuated with each other though. Yeah. They're acting like they're in high school because they're like, like they're in love, like they're in high school. You know. Right. So then they have clearly Easy got like 10 minutes with her. You could tell, and somebody else got like 5 minutes, and then Dale has the balls to walk back into the room and be like, oops, oops. I didn't know you guys. Watching that.
And then she let him come in.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, come on in. Oh, my gosh. I just love that Dale was like, oops. Like, where? I was just walking around. I stumbled upon.
For the bathroom. Right.
But you know, whoever his producer was, probably Todd. I was like, yeah, Dale, go in this door right here. And he's like, okay, yeah, sounds great.
Got him. And then she lets, I can't remember who she was with, Chasen maybe. She's like, yeah, come on in. And she sat back down with Dale. So Chasen goes back to the guys and is like, yeah, she's back with Dale. And the guys just have a meltdown. They're like, wait, what? She's back with Dale. Oh, my God.
And then he just starts crossing himself up and just lie after lie.
That was bad. He should have just admitted, like, yeah, man, I wanted more time with her. But instead they confronted him and he was like, I don't know what he was doing. It's like talking in circles. He like wasn't making sense. You could tell I feel like he's never really been like a villain in his life before. And he kind of was in that moment. And he was like, I don't know what to say.
Is that where he said he felt like he was the most fit?
Suited. Yes.
Most suited for her.
And yeah, I mean, he got caught. Yeah, he got caught. He wouldn't admit to it. And then he was like, the guys clearly don't like him like at all. So, which will lead us right into the roast because, let's not finish because, no, that's right. Because that was a date she gave, and then she gave the rose to Dale. That's right. She gave the rose to Dale, which pissed the guys off even more. They go to the next day and it's a roast date.
You're still skipping. We now have, now you're on to Zach's date.
Oh yeah. One off.
You're right. I want to get in that roast so bad, but yeah, let's talk about Zach first. Roast was so fun. But yeah, so Zach's this whole episode was like wild.
This whole season.
Oh, I had to watch like this. Like, no way is this happening.
But this is interesting because I want to get your guys' take on the Zach date because I've seen a lot of different viewpoints, and sometimes I'll read another one. I'm like, God, that's a good point. But so basically, Zach is on this date, and before they even show the awkward part, Claire says, she's like, you know, it's weird vibes right now with Zach. Like, I want to give him a chance, but it's like weird vibes. So she clearly wasn't having a good time because she even said before, like, all she could think about was Dale.
I'm going to be present on this date. I'm going to be present. Dale last night, but I'm going to be present today.
She's like, he looks so cute in his hat standing there by the couch.
Literally, Claire, stop. She hit the guy for his one-on-one and was talking about how cute Dale was in his hat.
I know. I was like, stop. So she's trying to be present. And it looks like they're in the pool and she was going to go put the dog away or something and get ready for the night portion of the date. And she leans in for a kiss. And I couldn't tell so personally, this is what I think happened, was he was doing that like cute little like tease where it's like you're both kind of going for a kiss and then you like flirt with each other and almost kiss, but she was not having it.
No.
She like, he pulls away a little bit and she pulls away a lot. I was like, what was that?
I needed to rewind and rewatch that because I feel like I completely missed what happened. But I think you're right. I think he was trying to do this like teasy thing. Like obviously he wants to make out with her. Yeah. It just completely like set her off.
Yeah, it backfired on him bad when he tried to like flirt tease with her, and, like whatever that was. And so I agree, like he was just playfully not kissing her, and he was obviously wanted to kiss her, like you said. But then he did get a little aggressive.
First, right? Like she
she leaned in first. And I think
he was like offended that he even acted like he didn't want
She got offended really fast, which I don't agree with. But then he
was the pool rail, was something in the way?
I don't even know if anything was way. I think he just like
they were just on the stairs.
Yeah. It was weird. It was a weird moment. And you could tell right away he regretted it. Yeah. He was like, no. Like, I want to kiss you.
He tried to save that moment.
But he was aggressive with it. I will say he was aggressive with it. He kept grabbing her. Yeah, yeah. I was like, it was bad.
Grabbing the back of her neck.
Yeah. And then he, even when she tried to walk away, she was like kind of pushing him away. She had her hand on his chest, trying to push him away, and he wouldn't stop. And at that point, that's where it got weird.
Right.
But like at the beginning, I was like, just let him kiss you. But then, you know, because like you wanted to kiss him clearly. Yeah. But he got aggressive. He kept walking after her and pulling her back and pulling her back. And she was like, no. And she was trying to be sweet about it. Like she was giggling. But you could tell she, at that point, like everything was ruined. Like she did not, she was not into him. Yeah.
He's so awkward for one. And then like, don't pull me. Don't like, don't make this more awkward than it already is. That was a little odd. Yeah.
Like take a hint at that point. Like,
I knew it was just uncomfortable to watch, but I didn't realize that she was going to react the way that she did and say like, I didn't want him touching me or grabbing me like that. I didn't even like realize that at the time.
Right. I agree. And then once, And then I agree. And then once she couldn't even go and say bye to him, I guess like she had to send Chris. So at that point I get it, I guess, you know, and I mean, he was aggressive to a point where like, dude, you know, get a hint. Like she does not want to kiss you, like stay away. But she sent Chris in to break up. I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think that was something she should have done, or does that? I know, I go back and forth.
Oh, it's so hard. And like, I feel like in a perfect world, she could have gone out and just been like, "Hey, I didn't really like how that this was handled. I don't really feel comfortable with this. We're not super compatible. See you later." I don't know, but that's like, I wasn't in this situation, so it's hard for me to say. But it's like he probably felt like he had no explanation from her and he didn't know what happened until he watched back. And now people probably think he's abusive or aggressive and all this. And that kind of sucks.
Yeah. It's just a bad situation. I mean, to begin with, I agree with you. Like in a perfect world, she could have gone out and just explained to him why. Yeah. But if she felt so uncomfortable in her, like in that moment in her shoes, she felt so uncomfortable, then send Chris to dump your boyfriend, you know? Yeah.
She can make decisions. She can do whatever she wants. And
so if she didn't feel comfortable, then she didn't feel comfortable. I'm not going to hold it against her. In a perfect world, like you said, it would have been good for maybe her to go out and have a conversation with him. Cause I'm sure he was so, I mean, imagine going home and being like, imagine what he's been going through for the last month, you know, waiting for this to air. Like, how's am I going to look? Like, what did I do wrong? You know, that kind of
and
thing.
And you know, just even on the day, like between the day portion and the night portion of a date, there's so much time. And he was probably overthinking it the whole time. And then she didn't even come out.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably just freaking out. Like, what the hell did I do wrong? Like he was pacing. Yeah. What even happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel for the kid in that moment. Yeah. But so, yeah. So then she sends Zach home. So we've gotten a group date. Is that no? Yeah, we had the group date afterwards. No. So this is the one-on-one was right after the rose ceremony, right? Or was it? She hasn't given out two roses. She didn't give out a group date rose, and she didn't give out the one-on-one date rose.
I thought she gave Dale.
Well, she gave Dale
the
group
date. Oh, you're right. She gave Dale the group date rose. Didn't give Zach the group date or that rose. So she sent him home. Then we go into the next date, which is the roast, which is a hilarious idea for a date. And especially with bringing the other guys in to watch. I thought that was hilarious as the audience.
We're so glad Dale's not here.
Yeah, exactly. We can roast him without
free time without him. And then they're like, he's coming.
Like three other guys like, oh, that means Dale's going to be here. So
Claire's the roast. Like, yeah, COVID. Dale gets to be the audience.
Yeah, Dale's in the audience and they all decide to just rip on Dale the whole roast, like go in on him, which was funny because I think there was like some slight jabs, but then Bennett gets up
went
there
in Clark on his ass
Bennett.
Like not even like little jabs, he was throwing
those
haymakers
shots fired.
Yes, haymakers at Dale with Claire sitting there like,
who was it that was doing the commentary?
Yeah, I think it was
I think all of them were kind of chiming.
Yeah, all of them were kind of
one
like
guy was on the floor.
Yeah, I love the way really they reacted. oh yeah, a couple. Yeah, he's like, that one landed. Yeah. And it was one of those things
where, hard for them to listen to, but they're all like, yeah, yeah, he said it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Because there was the Dale talks. He'll sit there and talk, but he makes no damn sense or whatever. Three cameramen will pass out before Dale can finish his sentence. I was like, oh no.
That one was funny.
That snake one.
He looks like Snake from
the snake from what was the Jungle Book. Yep.
I don't like making fun of people's appearances, so that was a low blow. That was a low blow. But the other ones were like actual like.
But the punchline to that was pretty solid with the poison. Like she'll eventually come off of his poison.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I didn't even notice that.
Bennett said that too.
Oh, yeah.
Bennett,
he said
Bennett gassed his ass.
Bennett got him, and then he said something about when will Claire realize that you're only here to be president. You're not here for her, or something like that, or you're not even into her a little. I was like, oh my god. Like just tearing in, and you could see Claire over there just fuming.
Oh, I know. And you know they probably roasted everyone, but they only showed Dale. And that's the only one that Claire got upset about, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly.
Like she's not even trying to like not play favorites. Yeah,
she's not hiding it at all.
No.
We'll be right back. So I don't think it's any kind of surprise, if you've watched my season, that I tend to sweat a lot. So obviously, my deodorant is a very important decision for me. So that's why I choose Native deodorant. Native deodorant doesn't just block odor better. It's made with better ingredients like coconut oil, shea butter, and it's also vegan. Switching to an aluminum-free deodorant doesn't mean you have to sacrifice on odor protection. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day long. With over 10 scents, including rotating seasonals, Native has something for everyone. The most popular classic scents are coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and citrus and herbal musk. Do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/Blake or use promo code Blake at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/Blake or use promo code Blake at checkout for 20% off your first order. Now, back to the pod. So she's clearly upset that Dale has been made fun of by all the guys. And so later in that night, we get to the group date and she asks every guy, all the moments she had with the guy, all she talks about is Dale.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, oh, I thought you were muted there for a second. Yeah.
Oh God.
You just
here we go. Bun. It's going to be 30 minutes
shaken.
But yeah, so she, and that's, I don't know, I go back and forth because I think she was, I couldn't tell if she was trying to defend Dale, if she was like, why are you making fun of Dale? Or if she's like, are there red flags I'm not seeing?
It just, yeah, I feel like it could have been both. It just, it didn't look good when she was like, Dale wasn't even on the date and it only became about Dale. And then she asked three of them in a row about Dale and it's like, you can't really say that when you make it about them. I think she was trying to dig for red flags. It just didn't come across that way. Like when you literally go into every conversation with the guys and you're like, oh, you really had some hitters. What about those about Dale? Like all the conversations were just going through the motions. It's like she doesn't want to get to know these guys. Like she just wants somebody to say something potentially wrong about Dale so she can like rethink why she is so into him. I don't know.
No, I agree. And speaking of her only being, we forgot to talk about this, but there was that like hidden mic moment when she was talking to one of the producers and she said, can we just like rush through the other guys? Like, first of all, for production to put that in there is crazy because they wanted to show how much she was not into the other guys. But also for her just to say that, like, I don't think any other lead would say that. I really don't. I really don't. Because like, I think, I know this is, I keep hearing people say this, but like, you kind of have to have respect for the guys in a sense.
Right.
Because they have done a lot. You know, to kind of be there and everything, especially with COVID. I don't know. I just hope she doesn't regret not giving time to other guys.
I know. Like at the end of the day, she can only pick one guy. So like when I was, you know, bummed out when I got sent home, I was like, you know, he's going to pick the one he's most into. Like you can't get mad about that. Like they can only be with one. But the whole point is that there are a lot of people to potentially get to know. And I think it just shocked everybody, you know, especially producers and everybody there, and probably even Claire herself, that she was so hyper focused on one person. It's the name of the game to be dating multiple. So it's tricky, but also we know what happens next week or the next week or whatever. So of course they have to kind of set you up for that. Like, wouldn't it be weird if they didn't show Dale? And then she was like, I'm out, I'm leaving. I'm picking Dale. Like,
that's a good point. So actually,
I don't know. It can go either way.
I know. And it's hard because like you and me have been in these situations. We know how everything works. So it's like hard to get, it's hard to like get on somebody because we know how production is. We know how kind of the editing can work. But like, I definitely think that she's not giving other guys a shot. And I just hope she doesn't regret that. Yeah. She's so into, and being in one of the guy's shoes, I'd be a little upset too. If it's all about Dale. And you're trying to get, I'm trying to get to know Claire and all she wants to talk about is Dale. I'd be a little frustrated too. And the guys clearly are.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to help but feel like, why am I not good enough, you know, to get to hang out with her and have these like meaningful conversations and all that with her. That may be more of like a woman thing to think, like comparing yourself, like what is, you know, what is he doing that's so great, you know, that I'm not doing?
Yeah, that's just a way to look at it. I haven't really looked at it like that. Maybe they're like in their own heads personally too. Right. Like, right. Yeah, why isn't she into me? Or why isn't she even giving me any time of day?
Right.
That's a good point. And I think some of it has to do with, I don't think the guys like Dale, whether she's into him or not. I don't think a lot of the guys vibe with Dale very well, which I'm sure plays into it too. Because I saw something, I saw something the other day. This is bad. I'm too deep into this Bachelorette thing. Because I saw somebody post something the other day on some Instagram fan account. Only none of the guys follow each other. And not a single one followed Dale. Yeah. I got off my season and I followed everybody and everybody followed me.
We had a group text.
Yeah. So none of them follow each other on Instagram.
That's weird.
So I think that's a huge sign.
Did they tell you not to though?
I don't, did they ever tell you not to? They didn't tell me not to. I feel like even the last season with Hannah.
I don't remember.
Why would they do that? Because like all the cast is announced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not follow the lead or the lead follow anybody, but the contestants follow each other, I think would be totally
fine. When it first started airing, when my season first started airing, me and Lauren Burnham were hanging out with each other. And, like, we got in trouble for posting that we were hanging out.
Mm.
Like, we were watching the premiere together, and we got in trouble for, like, posting that we were together. But, obviously, we followed each other. We had each other's numbers.
Yeah, exactly. I got put on literally the second I got off the show. I got put in that group chat and they were just like, well, guess Garrett won, like instantly, like literally 2 days later, I was put in that group chat. So I don't know. I think that says something about the chemistry of all the guys. And well, they didn't room together. They all had their own rooms.
Oh.
Yeah, that could be a part too. I didn't think about that.
So they probably didn't get to hang out outside of filming. And that's when you bond the most is outside
that's
of filming.
So true. They all had their own little suites. Yeah, their own little rooms. So they didn't get to like.
Ducks.
Yeah.
Best part.
Interesting. Yeah, they didn't get a lot of downtime without cameras. Wow.
Well, maybe they let them hang out. I don't know.
I mean, it looks like they kind of got to hang out outside a little bit, but I bet there are cameras around. I don't know. I guess there's cameras around all the time in the mansion, too.
That would make sense.
So I just think the chemistry this weird, super weird. I can't tell who the villain is. Yosef obviously was, but like, is Dale a villain? Like, I don't.
For sure.
I mean, in a weird way.
Because she's into him. That's more of like, he's the front runner, so we got to be mad at him for it.
Except for he showed a bit of arrogance tonight.
He's cocky. He was cocky when he was like, I'm the best.
He knows where he stands here.
At one point,
and he's not being shy about it either.
She's like, oh, he said that he was whatever he said. What did he say?
When he was suited for her, the best suited for her?
You know she ate that shit up.
Oh yeah,
that he's talking about me.
Well, I mean,
exactly like high school. Yeah,
right at the beginning of the show, like after that rose ceremony, she said, "I'm falling in love with Dale." After two ceremonies,
didn't she let slip fiance too?
Yes,
didn't she? Yeah,
to Julie.
Yeah. Like, don't talk about my fiance
like,
that way or something.
On my fiance, you can't get mad about my connection with my fiance, and I'm like.
Where? I missed this one.
Yeah, I remember hearing it for a sec.
Oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah, she was talking to Julia. That's right. I love how they blur out their faces now.
Is that the producer at the end?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. That was Julie. Yeah.
Don't know.
But that was pretty funny. Yeah. She was like, slip fiance. I was like, geez, you know this guy like 9 days. So it was a lot.
Those little things in there, though, those little foreshadowing things.
For sure. And they want, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, editing hasn't done Claire any favors, but she hasn't done herself any favors either, you know? And then it ends with the preview for the rest of the season. It looks like the guys literally walk off. It looks
my TV
like...
cut out at the very end. So.
Oh no! You didn't? Did you see the?
I saw Tayshia coming.
Okay,
out,
you did. Okay,
I didn't see. Like it said, are you still watching? I'm like, are you kidding? Yes, I'm still watching.
As long as you saw Tayshia, that's all that matters. Because Tayshia comes like I don't. It was like a Love Island or X on the Beach entrance.
It was
like,
yeah,
just, like, yeah, just out of the water.
It was X on the Beach. Mm-hmm. My friend called me. She was like, "Did that look like it was shot on an iPhone to you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, actually, it did. What is that shit?"
Tayshia comes out of the water just. Scantily clad, like all like just, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, she looked great coming out of that with a smirk on her face, just like let's
Did
do
this. Did
you
see her Instagram post?
Yes, and then her Instagram post was amazing. You call what'd she say? You rang?
With boom. Her freaking muscles, I'm like, girl, yeah, dude,
she, that was a good photo for her to post too. You rang, she had that little smirk.
I bet she was waiting like for them to show a glimpse of her so she can be like, yes, I'm here.
Shout out to Tayshia too.
Until you see it.
Yeah. She hasn't let slip once. She has not made a mistake once. She has a podcast.
Yeah.
In hiding? Like,
it's incredible. She's done an incredible job. I'm not going to lie. She's done a good job.
I mean, if I had to sign something that said I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't. I feel like at this rate, I don't know if they have done this on purpose or what, but like get people talking about Claire and having a lot of controversy about Claire to just have a perfect setup for Tayshia. Like Tayshia's in a perfect position to come in and take this over and make it amazing.
And I think she's going to. I think the way they set up Claire to be, to look, I mean, don't let me, like I said, she hasn't done a lot of favors for herself, but they made her look worse than she probably is just so that Claire could come in, swoop in, be the hero. Coming in, and the guys are going to love her, and America's going to love her. The question is, go ahead.
You go ahead.
You go ahead.
I like how the guns are out right now.
Is it, what if Claire sent home, like, some guy that could have been so amazing
for Tayshia?
But do you think that they bring in new guys and some leave?
Word on the street is, yeah, word on the street is they bring some guys back. Yeah, we'll talk
but
about
only
it.
Only a few. New guys in. So she only ends up starting with like 20, but it's like the guys that Claire hasn't sent home yet. And then like four, I don't know if they were originally cast or, I mean, I didn't watch the first episode, so they could have still been there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she kind of started it like an unfair like spot, but like hopefully the right guy is there for her. I don't know.
I know it's hard because now she's... Yeah, well, and the guys a smaller pool
into someone else, and now they have to just switch. Like that's going to be interesting to see.
It's going to be super interesting because I think Blake Moynes was into Claire, and I think Jason was into Claire. So it's going to be interesting to see if they leave now that Tayshia comes in.
Well, and then it also makes you wonder about them. Like, oh, how can you be so into someone here, and now you're so into this next one? Like, you can just switch.
But I think a lot of the guys they weren't allowed to be into her. Like,
well, she didn't give him a chance. But I said, exactly. I think Blake and Jason are, yeah, and they got 100%. Chance. Yeah, yeah. But you're right, Claire. Or Jesus called you Claire. You're right, Tia. it'll be interesting because, like, so if a guy is like, "Yeah, I'm into Claire," and then all of a sudden, like, "Yeah, I'm in love with Tayshia," that's a little sketchy, you know? Yeah.
They're gonna have to tread very carefully with that.
Yes.
But that's probably why they haven't shown a lot of the guys is because maybe they know that some are into Tayshia at the end, so they're like, we're not going to show them.
Ooh, they might be onto something there. That's not a bad idea. Maybe they're trying to like not give those guys a lot of screen time with Claire because they're going to get a lot with Tayshia and they don't want it to seem, there you go. Maybe their heart isn't into it or whatever. That's a good point. And also, let's just, because you kind of touched on a little bit, because this worked out so perfectly and there's rumors going on and I don't know if it's true or not, but Tayshia was quarantining for nine days, whatever, when Claire was still like only like 3 days in. So we'll see. There's a lot of rumors going out there that production planned all this and this is something that they had planned all along. Or maybe production was just like new. They were like, Claire is so into Dale. This is not going to work out. We need to bring in a backup or something. Maybe they brought, I remember Hannah Ann was there for some reason too at one point. Like,
she was there
maybe
for
they
like
brought in a couple.
But Becca was out there too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. And they would, yeah.
Me and Raven talked about some conspiracy theories because, of course, I talked to her about being bummed out and watching it back and being bummed out that it's not me. I got a text from Bennett after the freaking premiere that was like, oh, it was so close to being you up there. Like, so wish it could have been you. And I'm like,
oh, wow, they texted you and everything.
oh, I'm like, are you done like cutting me open yet or no? Like, do you need to come finish it off? Anyways, but I talked to her about all this stuff because she gets it, because it was between her and Rachel on before Rachel's season. And she was like, Tia, I'm telling you, there's a reason for it. What if this whole time they knew they wanted to start with someone and then bring in someone else just because they've never done it? She was like, what if you would have been on there and 2 weeks into it, they would have been like, oh, switch, just kidding. And it had nothing to do with, like, it, Claire and Dale just happened to fall in love. I'm like, you're right.
She said all this before.
Huh?
She said all this before air, like, she was saying all this, like, it happened for a reason. What if they bring in a second bachelorette all before it happened?
Whoa. Well, when we found out about Tayshia, like, way back when the rumor started, she was like, you never know. Like, they could have brought you in and replaced you, and imagine how shitty that would have been. So just, like, be thankful that, because like you said, Tayshia was already quarantining. It's like, why would she already be in quarantine if it wasn't?
Yeah, they're like 2 days into filming. Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever admit it. I really don't.
No. But that's a good point. Everything happens for a reason. So, yeah, hopefully there's a reason.
Hopefully Claire and Dale are happy. Hopefully Tayshia finds her love of her life. It sucks that they didn't get to travel, that they had to just sit still.
That's another blessing in disguise for you, you know? Like, you know, like this, if anything, this is the worst season to be a bachelorette because you can't travel.
Yeah. I did all my like meetings and stuff, moved to Nashville like the next week. And all my friends and family were like, you know, even if you don't become the bachelorette, you get to go on all these amazing trips, get to go to Australia and do all these amazing things. And then COVID was like,
oh, well,
no, you don't, bitch. You're in a new city by yourself.
No, you don't, bitch.
Got no, you. But it's fine. I'm still here. I'm doing great. Okay. I'm fine.
She's chugging White Claws.
No, but really, I think it does happen for a reason. And I'm pumped for Claire if it really does work out for her and Dale, which I think it will. I think they're so freaking in love. And
I hope. Yeah, I agree. I hope. And hopefully, yeah, everything happens for a reason, which is a great way to lead into one of the first questions I got here for you.
Oh, God.
We're going right into the Q&A with Tia because we had Chris on the other night, and I had maybe 20 questions for Chris, and I think I have over like 600 for you. So,
well, people were asking on my question box; they were asking questions to you.
Oh, to me?
Yeah, I'm like, this is my question box. It was your story, and I put my own box.
That's great. Well, I had about 92 asking why we weren't dating. Like 100 asking why we aren't dating or have we dated in the past.
I think this is just Blake fishing right now.
Should we just tell him? Yeah, we've been dating, you guys. We've been hooking up for the last year. Secret. So now you know.
It's out.
Yeah, it's for this.
This is where we're
during COVID.
That's really why we were in Nashville back in July.
He's going to walk in right now. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to walk out of a pool. All wet. So speaking of everything happens for a reason. Would you go back on Paradise, Tia?
I don't know about Paradise. I don't know.
No.
That was.
But Summer Games.
No. No.
No? Are you athletic?
No.
You're not?
No. I'm honored that you would even think to ask, but not even a little.
I don't think I've ever really seen you even like run or jog or anything. Like,
she's into the beer Olympics, though.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Push some yard games bags. Really? So you wouldn't do Paradise, though? Really?
I don't know. It was just such a specifically weird experience for me. Like, I acted like I was going into it open-minded, but I was not open-minded.
Yeah.
It was just, I mean, your experience was shitty, too. Would you do it again?
See, but it's different. It's a little, were you in love with Ari? Did you fall in love with Ari?
I thought I was, but then when I got home, I was like, okay, it wasn't as strong as I thought.
Okay. So that's a good answer. Cause I think a lot of people have that when they're in the bubble, they're like, I'm in love. But then they kind of come out of it and they're not sure. I think one of the weird things, cause I get asked all the time too, if I'm going to go on, and like, I go back and forth cause I'm like, listen, I just don't think first of all, I don't know if I'd be able to open up again in that environment and be vulnerable again. You have to be to find somebody, but also, yeah, I know too much. Yeah, exactly. I just feel like I might know too much, but also like I have fallen in love in that environment. And so it's like, I'm just torn because I'm like, I had a good experience once and I fell in love and then I had this horrible, horrible experience and now I know too much. So I go back and forth, but I mean, it would take a lot for me. There's no way I would have gone on this year. It would take a lot for me to go back
on. But you're saying you're open to the idea.
99% chance. Well, hopefully I'm not single. Hopefully I'll have a girl by then come 7 months from now.
People are like, in 10 years, you could be on like Claire. I'm like, in 10 years, I hope I don't have to do this shit anymore. But I, like you, I see Raven and Adam, and they're so madly in love, and they met on Paradise, and that's why I went on in the first place. So I know it is possible, and like all these successful relationships make it possible. It's still just, it's like a love-hate thing. Like you, it's almost like you thrive in this environment, and then you get out of it, you're like, God, what did I do?
What were we thinking?
What happened?
What were we thinking?
I don't know. We would just have to see where I stand.
Yeah. Or, if you know, just, yeah, ask. Hold out for the bachelorette, Tia. Just hold out for the bachelorette. I have a lot of questions in here, obviously, about, like, how close you were to the bachelorette. But you've kind of spoken on that and how hard it is to watch that, watch this, which we've spoke on because, yeah. Like you said, you're literally the most unique position. Nobody else can really watch it in the lens that you watch it because you were so close. The fact that Bennett texted you afterwards is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did not like that.
Yeah. So how is dating now? Tia and Jen Saviano did a podcast in Nashville. Yeah.
And we should release that still.
So the audio, Tia, the audio is so bad. Yeah. That's why we haven't released it.
I know. Like, it's one of my favorite ones too.
It's so much fun.
The microphone?
Like all of our mics it was just weird. It was like the mic, because you two were like sharing a mic.
Yeah.
And then my mic picked up on you guys. It was weird. So we might still release and just be like, you guys, we know this isn't good audio. Please don't give us a 1-star. Like, even though, you know, because the content is fantastic. The
conversation is incredible.
Yeah.
It literally sounds like there's just a hot mic in the room. That's why we haven't released it. It's like I'm recording on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I wondered about it.
Yeah, I know. I should have just told you ahead of, you know, before. But yeah, so we had like a whole pod on dating in Nashville kind of, and like dating now. And it was really fun. And maybe we'll still release it. I don't know. But one of the questions is, how is dating in Nashville, Tia, for you now?
I mean, it's doable. It's possible. I've been on dates here. I don't remember when we recorded that. When was that?
I thought it was July.
I think it was June. July, maybe.
I was like kind of dating someone then that I'd met on Hinge. We dated, hung out, whatever the hell you want to even call it, for like a few months, and then decided, like, you know, we're not really ready to progress. So I'm still on Hinge, but like I don't really take it super seriously. But it's also like hard to just go out and meet people still. Like, who would have thought that still now, like, it's still weird to go out and actually hang out with people?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Denver just shut down again.
Yeah,
Denver just completely shut down again. Yeah.
What do you mean?
To 25%, like,
25% occupancy. Yeah. And so I think it's going to, I think we're going to go
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's straighten up, or we're going back to lockdown.
I think we're going to an at-home mandate here in 2 weeks. Yeah.
But we shouldn't book for New Year's.
See, but the mountains are different.
Oh, the mountains would even be worse, I think.
They haven't shut the mountains down. That's a good question to you. I'll keep you updated. Mm-hmm. Gosh, no. I forgot you were talking about coming out here for New Year's.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll keep you updated on that.
Obviously, we want to, like, we don't want to go rage, but we want to be able to get out and do.
Like, have dinner.
Yeah,
I'll keep you updated. I'll keep an eye on that because, yeah, they said they gave us 2 weeks to straighten up because we've had more cases right now than we have any time during COVID, which isn't great. So,
Nashville's still like in phase 3, I guess. Like,
that's where we're at.
But it's still like they changed the percentages and stuff. Like, I guess we're at 75%. Like,
wow.
But you drive around here and it looks like nothing ever happened. Like, I have to drive through the Gulch, which is a really busy area, like to go to the gym. Go to the gym on a Saturday. There's like hundreds of people waiting at Biscuit Love and like all the popular areas. They're just herds of people, like bachelorette parties and huge groups. Like, you wouldn't even know. Yeah, like Broadway bars are open.
Wow. Yeah,
which is not really going to help things, but
I feel like those are tourists, so they're going to come in and then leave. Like, I feel like a lot of the local people really aren't getting tested there in Nashville. You know, everybody's getting tested when they get back home and have it.
Right.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. Got some other questions here for you. So what?
Dating's not great.
Yeah, dating. In conclusion, dating's not great. I got a lot of questions in here, and I'm just going to ask this because I don't think you've ever touched on this. I don't know if you have or not. Have you? Would you ever go for Sean Booth in Nashville? I have like 10 of these questions in here.
No, people say that a lot. Like I'm, Caitlin. That's you don't do that.
Yeah,
you don't really
girl cross code.
I would consider me and him friends. Like if I see him out, I'm going to say, "Hey, how are you?" But. No, can't.
No. Okay. That's what I figured. I feel like maybe you have talked about it before, but I wasn't sure. So.
I see the nameplate you just did there, though.
Sean Booth, T. Booth. Yeah, you wouldn't have to change any kind of... you wouldn't have to change anything. You wouldn't have to change like your... Yeah, that'd be great.
We had a question on the Behind the Rose page.
Oh, here we go.
Is there any guys on this season that you would want to meet?
Hell, I don't even know their names.
There's no guy that sticks out, stuck out to you. One episode, nobody stuck out to you.
It cannot be Dale.
No, not Dale. I think he's taken. There was a cute guy with that got sent home. I don't even know. I guess his name's Blake.
I think it was Blake.
We'll tag him in this so we make sure he gets
slapped in. Don't do that.
I think he has a lot of like modeling photos where his shirt's off, and I just don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah.
The one guy that used to play football, he seems cool.
Oh, Jason. He was the one, the heavy date with Claire.
Yeah, so I didn't see
that. Oh, yeah, you didn't see that.
He seems nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's some good guys. I just
episode to figure it out.
Yeah, sure, you've watched one episode, so.
Yeah, it's also so hard to make a judgment on that.
Oh, like, I completely agree.
Limited screen time. Like I would have to actually meet them. Now that would be tempting to do like Paradise or a group type show, like to meet different guys that are maybe a little older. Cause that was what was scary about, like, you know, Bachelorette was off the table. People were like, you can always go to Paradise. I'm like, oh, with these 25-year-old dudes, like, no.
Yeah.
That's no.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
And that's where we're kind of talking about Bennett a little bit before you hopped on. Like if he goes to Paradise, and there's like 21, 22-year-old girls. And I believe he's like 37 or 38.
Yeah, he's older.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. Mm-hmm. To have a major age gap. Like, it's possible, yes, but it is a little strange if you're going to have a huge age gap.
Well, and just and not only like physically, but also like I'm sure Bennett doesn't have much in common with some of these like 23, 24-year-old girls, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, it's Paradise is going to be super weird if a lot of these – older guys and younger guys are kind of on there, you know, so.
Agreed.
So I think, honestly, like I'm looking at these questions and all of them are the same. Yeah, do you got any? I mean, literally all of them are the same. So, yeah. Okay, I got one here. And this is because I get asked this sometimes. So.
Dating each other.
What?
Let's date each other. Can you guys date?
I know. I have so many of those. I literally have so many of those.
Blake get a nose job.
Blake had got a nose job?
Did Blake get a nose job?
No, look at how deviated my septum is. Look at this.
If he did, they did a bad job.
It's like sideways. My nose is, I've broken my nose so many times. Did I get a nose job? It's funny. Somebody's asking, and I, this is a fair question because I do hear this a lot. Why do we still support the show and still talk about the show and everything and even watch it after, you know, they've kind of done us both a little dirty? How would you answer that?
How do we still watch it?
Like still, yeah, give it more or less promotion, you know, by doing things like this and by talking about it on our stories and things like that.
So here's my thing with it. Like we've already talked about, it is difficult for me to watch. And like, even after my season, you know, I made appearances on Becca's season and then with Colton, like I really didn't watch those. Like there were several seasons back to back where I was somehow tied into it and it was really difficult for me to watch. And I was just telling someone this last night, it's like, I can hate on it all I want and say that it has caused me all these like issues and
stress
and all this. Yes, we're all fucked. But it also has put me into the position that I am today. So I am really thankful for that. But at the same time, like it doesn't get to take all the credit for that. You know what I mean? Like, it is, it has molded me. It, you know, made me a better person. It was a positive experience. I always tell people when they ask, you know, should I apply for the show? I'm like, yes, it was a great experience. I learned so much about myself. But there, it is kind of like a double-edged sword though, because it's like, it's so tempting. Like, you want to be a part of it. Like, they make you want to be a part of it because you see the opportunities that you can have. But at the same time, they can burn you so fast. So, like, even just watching tonight, I hadn't even watched the first two episodes. I got sucked in immediately. Immediately. Right. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's, there's a reason why it's, like, the number one show ever. Is because,
like,
it's
20 years.
And, yeah, I don't know. I had a positive experience with it overall. So mm-hmm.
I always say, I mean, yeah, it is a hard question to answer. It's and hard. I always say, like, yeah, there's a lot of cons. Like, I'll say that there's a ton of cons, but yeah. At the end of the day, there's still more pros. There's still more pros and cons. Even though, like, I was like in a very bad spot and, you know, very depressed for 2 months. But like, even then, like, I've still come out with like some amazing friends. I never would have met Eric. I never would have met Jason. I never would have met you. I never would have, you know, so I still like, it's still a lot of pros. And I know, it's like, you know, you come home from work and you yell at your, you know, you scream at your, about your boss to your spouse. That's what it's like. It's like, you can get angry, you can get mad, but at the end of the day, you're still going to go to work. You're still going to go back to, you know, your boss or whatever. And it's not like this show is like, you know, my boss or whatever, but you still want to be a part of it. And like I said, you are a part of it. Like, once you're in it, you're in it. You can't really, it's harder. You can step away, but it is hard because I have a lot of friends, you know, in the show and I enjoy watching the show now. I do. I like you said, I get sucked in right away. So yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of pros, you know, and it did change. Like I said, it changed who I am and I'm better for it. I never would have really gotten into mental health and kind of all of that if it wasn't for Paradise. So in a weird way, like, I feel blessed for that, but it's a double-edged sword for sure.
Yeah.
Like you said, yeah.
It's really tricky.
Yeah, it's very tricky.
And I don't think either one of us have done anything to completely burn bridges, because there are some people that have and they can just completely write them off. So I think we're in a good position of
being a part. I've only gotten a couple cease and desist, so it's not a big deal. No. Who hasn't? You've never gotten a cease and desist? Are you serious? Oh, I hope. Well, you're getting one after this podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, the rules.
How have you not got? I don't know anybody who has not gotten a cease and desist. I got one like right after Bachelorette, I think, for something.
Why? For talking too much?
I think I said. Oh, no, I did an ad that wasn't approved. That's what it was. Yeah. But I've gotten only one cease and desist regarding something I've said before. It was, yeah. Nope. But wow, that's impressive.
I didn't do ads. I didn't do like anything they said not to. I was like, okay, well.
Oh, I know. I was scared of them at first, too. I was terrified. But yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Was there any good questions on there, Tia, for you on yours? Was it just?
Probably not. When we all hang out.
We got them all.
Are you, maybe, do you have any friends with benefits?
Wait, do you, Tia? I used to kind of just talk. Situationship, that's what they're called. They're called situationships.
You can assist on that. No, they're literally all that.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened to the other Behind the Rose podcast episode you recorded? So.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should just release that. Maybe we should just give it a little warning and be like, guys, we know that. We'll send it to you, Tia. You listen to it. Tell us what you think if the audio's too bad.
I mean, if you can understand what we're saying.
You can, but it sounds like there's like a hidden mic in the room.
Yeah. The point really the podcast is supposed to sound good.
Yeah.
Oh, so. How do you get through heartbreak when it's not what you wanted or expected? And then, have y'all ever made out?
No.
Was that for me?
Who knows? Someone said, did you guys ever go to Stagecoach?
Is it in quotations?
I think that's how,
I hate them. I hate that person.
I think that's how Blake gets over heartbreak. Just go to Stagecoach.
Been once, for fuck's sake.
Look where we're at today.
Okay, back to the other one. How do you get through heartbreak when it's not what you wanted or expected? From a woman's perspective, if a man is going to break up with you and break your heart when you didn't expect it, that means you don't need to be with someone that isn't 100% sure about you.
I agree. Somebody asked someone similar the other day. It was like, somebody wants to take a break from the relationship. I'm like, that means he doesn't want to be
not into it. Yeah.
He's not into it. Breaks are not a thing. And yeah, if it's not something you wanted or something they wanted, yeah. I think clean breaks, you have to have a clean break. It was like little 2 week breaks or whatever, not a thing. So
like if you're blindsided by it, that freaking sucks, but you don't want someone who's half assed into it.
Agreed.
That doesn't work in the long run.
1000% agreed. Dang, ending on a deep moment there.
I'm so good at relationships.
Well, we've been in a relationship for the last, you know, year, so that's out there now. So
we're gonna go on GMA.
Go on GMA.
Just freaking crash GMA, like surprise.
What's up, bitches? Oh no, Tia, you're the best. Thanks for coming on. That was fun. Thanks for watching it, guys. She watched this episode so she could come on this podcast and discuss it. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Now you're hooked. I'm sorry you're hooked now. That's our fault.
Damn it.
You're gonna watch every episode now. I know. And then you're gonna fall for one of the guys and we'll see you on the beach. You're gonna get a crush.
No, do you know how they play the people, the old has-beens on Paradise? You come in like very last when everyone's already wiped up,
and you come in with the fucking walker like Bukowski did.
And everybody's like, "Oh, this freaking bitch." She ain't
Tia, you'd be a, don't even. You'd be a day oneer for sure. Tia, you would be a day oneer for sure.
No, they don't do that with the has-beens.
Bukowski was a day oneer.
Oh. Was he really?
Yeah, but I mean, he was like fifth on the beach.
You never know.
Yes, there it is. That's all I needed. We'll end there. You never know.
Don't even get me sucked back in.
We'll see Tia on the beach. You guys are welcome. I'm the reason she's getting back in Bachelor Nation. So when you see her on your screen, you can thank Behind the Rose podcast. She's taking a swig of wine and flipping us off. That's it. That's the screenshot right there. That's the ad.
Could you see the label?
Roommate? Shout out! You want to plug Brewmate? Sponsor our fucking podcast.
It's a Colorado company. Brewmate, holler at us. It is.
I don't have a code. People love a freaking code, man. They will not buy it unless I have.
It's true.
I'll try to get one off.
All right. Well, yeah. Thanks again, Tia. Thanks for coming on. Love you. You're the best.
Yes. Dang,
much love.
This episode of Behind the Rose is brought to you by Green Chef. If you're like me and you hate going to the grocery store, but you love cooking and love natural ingredients, then you're going to love Green Chef. Green Chef lets you choose from a wide array of easy-to-follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped. With Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook. Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in every box. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company and has meals for a variety of lifestyles, including vegan, vegetarian, paleo, and keto. Go to greenchef.us/Blake80 and use code Blake80 to get $80 off across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Again, go to greenchef.us/Blake80 and use code Blake80 to get $80 off across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box.